Grace to you and peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things. Amen. Often this gospel text for this morning is used as a way, kind of an anti-Semitic way. And the words of Jesus are taken to be this not so subtle condemnation of tradition. And we forget that for the Jewish people, the tradition and the keeping of the law is in itself beauty. That in the keeping of the law and in the preserving of the traditions, God is met and celebrated. The same, it turns out, is true for us. We create our own traditions, our own ways of doing things, and we love them and we cling to them. Certain things are put in certain places on Sunday morning. Certain parts of the liturgy are done in the same way. And every once in a while, the altar guild forgets something, and it drives me nuts. Andy, could you help me, please? This is totally... It's good that none of you are particularly tall this morning.
We're talking about this?
Yes. Could you please put that where it belongs? Thank you. I mean, this is a prime example of one of those things that probably none of you noticed, but it's all, there is a way that it's supposed to be. And it's... That's too high.
Oh.
A little lower. Perfect! Nope, you missed it. Up just a tickle. Yeah, that's fine. That's why you're the intern.
All the introduces?
Perfect, right there. Yeah, they're supposed to be even. That looks really good, Andy. Good. Yeah. So... Those traditions, those things that are supposed to be done a certain way, right? And if you do what we do here very often, you'll find out that everyone has their own way of doing things and that things need to be in exactly the right way because that is our tradition. You know, Andy, while you're up, I noticed. Thank you. Even the candles and where they are, they need to be, you know, we place the light of Christ on the, I'll get this one. I mean, I don't want you to overdo yourself today.
A little off to the left. Nope. Yep, okay.
Yours is crooked.
Well, I can't go straight, so this isn't going to.
Where we put things and how we have them is part of our tradition that we hope somehow reveals for us what God is up to. And sometimes it's for really practical reasons, right? I mean, you have to have the candle in the right place so that extraordinary...
Stop. Does the candle have to go there for you to experience God?
This morning, yes.
Does the dove have to be in perfect alignment with this candle for you to know that God loves you?
Not necessarily, but if I was 7 feet tall, it would matter a lot.
And I don't think Shaq is coming to worship here. I mean, maybe.
You never know. But you know, Andy, on the other hand, we have our traditions so that things can be where they need to be, and we can expect them to be where they are. Because sometimes if you don't put him in the right place, like the ambo, you can get into all kinds of trouble.
But no, I don't think our worship experience and understanding God is necessarily about where things go.
Sometimes you can be wrong. Let me look at Deuteronomy, for instance.
Okay.
So in the Deuteronomy text that we had for today, it says, thou shalt not change a jot or a tittle. You shall not change a thing of God's holy ordinances.
But did you also see in the Gospel of Mark, when they're taking it too seriously, and everything with God is about where things go and the order it goes in?
I read that. But Jesus never had an ambo.
True. And there might be practical reasons to move things. But I don't know if it matters in the grand scheme of things. I will admit, though, washing hands is important.
Absolutely, that's true. I mean, I'm all for washing hands. And other traditions within the church we hold too dearly, like, I would assume, baptism.
You think we tail it too dearly. But Pastor Jeff, what happens at this baptism font?
What happens at the baptism font? I guess it depends on who you are. For some people, spilling the baptismal water all over the floor as you move it is not a big deal. On the other hand, other people can just walk right up to it and go like this and not spill a drop.
But you know, in baptism, God takes hold of all of us and says, be washed in these waters. You are mine. I love you just as you are.
So some traditions matter.
Yes.
After all, Andy. And we say the same words and we do the same actions for people who were baptized a decade or 2 decades or 10 decades ago because God's grace is revealed.
And that ritual that's been going on for over 2 millennia celebrates that.
Millennium. There were only 2 millennials in the scriptures, but
we're retraditioning that too.
So should we keep this tradition over here?
Communion?
Yeah.
Certainly.
Tell me about that.
So in communion, like baptism, God brings God's whole self. It also says, bring your whole self. Come as you are. You are celebrated. Come, feast on my body. Come, drink my blood. And even if we don't understand what that means, God still invites us and welcomes us forward.
But sometimes tradition can, as James says, lead us to be just hearers of the word and not doers. So, yeah, it probably doesn't matter where the ambo is or where the candles are, but it certainly matters how we see and are changed by baptism and the Eucharist. But sometimes traditions can get in our way. I think of one time recently when traditions have become something to which we ought not cleave. In the Diocese of Philadelphia, we learned that over 1,000 children were abused by clergy persons. And then their crimes were covered up to protect the tradition of the church. Bishops and cardinals and others simply decided that the tradition of the church was more important than the safety of children and the grace of God. And it's not just in that place, but all around the world and throughout Christian history, for the sake of the protection of the tradition of the church, children have been abused, adults have been hurt, whole communities decimated for the sake of tradition. Within our own church, there was a time for the sake of tradition that you would not have stood here. As a gay man, as a child of Christ. So sometimes our traditions can be, as Jesus says, a barrier to seeing God. We can get so wrapped up in the stuff that we've said is important, the washing of hands and the washing of cups and saucers and the way that we present communion and where the candles are. We can make that so much the point of religion that it becomes our religion. And we become hearers and not doers.
And James talks about in the second lesson, those who do the work of God, care for the orphan, welcome in the stranger, call out the injustices that the church has performed, and says that is wrong. That is not doing the word of God. That is wrong tradition.
And where our traditions lift up grace and love and teach us the vision of light and draw us together as God's people, let us preserve those traditions and that history.
But where it is not of God, and where people fall short, and where people take advantage, let us call that sin and discard it.
For as you said earlier, it is not in fact what goes into us that makes us unclean, but what comes out. And it is there that we find God's grace and God's hope. And we get to become the light of Christ in the world.
Amen.
Amen.